Tom Karkle with the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be cloudy, diminishing chance for some morning showers. We'll have a high around 52 degrees for today. Temperature-wise, at this hour, we go to Kenosha, start things out at 41 degrees, 44 in Burlington, 42 Milwaukee, it's 40 at this hour in Racine. The Racine County Health and Human Development Committee has it first this evening, then the county board, a resolution for a one-year lease agreement to locate the sale program in the Lincoln Lutheran Center building on Dominick Drive, most recently used by the host shelter. The sale program is a short-term crisis stabilization center for Racine County adult residents who have mental health issues. It's been in the Krenz building the past year or so after a water problem at the nearby Cornwolf Service Center building, but the Lincoln Center site is deemed more suitable. Resolution says the lease will cover the entire second floor, access to the third floor kitchen and lunchroom area, plus use of 9 offices on the fourth floor. Total rent will be $96,000. A Kenosha cell phone store burglarized yesterday morning, the thieves getting away with what the owner described as a car's worth of devices. Dan McTernan telling the Kenosha News, thousands of dollars worth of cell phones and accessories were taken from his store, McTernan Wireless, on 75th Street. Said there were two suspects and used crowbars to break in. Such thefts like this becoming more numerous. You might remember last week there was a holdup at the AT&T store on Durand Avenue in Mount Pleasant. The offenders getting away at gunpoint with more than $30,000 worth of cell phones. One Kenosha alderman wants to lift the restrictions on the location of tattoo salons to allow them in the business districts all across the city. Right now, the ordinance restricts them to the uptown and downtown business districts and places several restrictions on just where in those districts they can be located. Alderman John Fox said he was approached by someone who wanted to open up a tattoo salon, but not in the uptown or downtown districts, also proposing that many of the restrictions on the businesses be eliminated.
500 feet from a church or a school or, you know, whatever. And because I do believe that if that comes to be challenged, that we would lose that. And so why would we have that in there?
He said that the ordinance change would not affect the businesses already located in the downtown area. Right now, there are only a handful of tattoo businesses in Kenosha. The proposed amendments have been referred to the City Plan Commission for further review. Women from Racine and Kenosha arrested by Kenosha police last weekend for drunk driving, both with multiple prior convictions. 54-year-old Loretta Lacey of Racine charged with her fifth OWI offense, arrested after it was reported her vehicle was found stopped in the middle of the road in the 5500 block of 58th Avenue. Court documents said Lacey appearing to be very confused and believing she was in Madison at the time. 58-year-old Sydney Bendelli of Kenosha charged with her fourth OWI offense. Court records have police showing her helping a man into an SUV outside of a tavern in Kenosha Sunday morning. Taking note that she appeared to be intoxicated herself, the officers asked her if she intended to drive. When the answer was no, the police circled back and then spotted the vehicle pulling away, Bendelli behind the wheel. Both women supposed to have interlock devices on their cars, according to the documents, but they did not. Take note that the Wisconsin Department of Transportation says that a 14-day closure, that is, of the intersection of U.S. Highway 45 and what's known as County A2WG, that's at the Illinois-Wisconsin state line in Kenosha County, that closure is now in effect as of this morning. Notification says it's necessary to improve the intersection, including traffic signal installation. So you'll have to detour for the next couple of weeks, though the weather always plays into these schedules, as well as other factors. Well, for the past few months, the jackpot in Wisconsin's very own Megabucks lottery game has been slowly rising, starting out at the $1 million mark and then going up all the way to $3.5 million this past Saturday night. And now we have a winner from the Racine area somewhere. The Wisconsin Lottery Office confirming that the winning ticket was sold at Portacall Liquors on West Boulevard south of Kinzie. Whoever has it gets 180 days to claim the prize at the lottery's main office in Madison. The next Megabucks drawing tomorrow night will again start out at the $1 million mark. Racine Unified School Board got an update on the district's budget. Now, the forecast for next year and what lies ahead the next 5 years. Chief Financial Officer Mark Duff talking about budgeting very tight based on closely monitoring the numbers in different areas, trying to come up with the projections on such high-profile items as health care.
The past several years, we have had savings from health insurance and staff. vacancies. This year, I'm not including any of that. I think we're in reviewing that. I don't think we're going to see any savings in that area. So hopefully, we're right on the button for budgeting with that area.
On the five-year forecast, Duff talking about different scenarios to account for potential changes in state and federal funding, among other things.
One is a base scenario with no compensation increase and no cut, so it's like a freeze. Another one gives a CPI of a 1.26 with no cuts for compensation increase. Then I did one at 2% with no cuts, and then I did one where adjustments were made so that we maintain our 15% fund balance.
Board member Matt Hanser said for Duff to be within about 0.5% of his projections on a $300 million budget is unbelievable. Duff saying that the next few years, he believes the budget, in his words, going to be on steroids. A Case High School student facing gun-related charges after a fight at school last week. A police officer from Mount Pleasant talked to the student who admitted being in a fight with another student whom he believed had stolen some money from him. A parent who witnessed the fight indicated that she believed one of the students had pulled a gun from a pocket. That student later identified as 17-year-old Devondre Crawford. Court documents indicate police did recover a handgun from his bedroom. Crawford charged with possession of that firearm on school grounds, a misdemeanor count of possession of a dangerous weapon by a person under 18, plus disorderly conduct. He's going to be back in court next week. Kenosha City Council last night approving a resolution that calls on the federal government to continue funding the Environmental Protection Agency's Brownfield Grant Program, which many communities use to clean up industrial sites to allow for new development. Mayor John Antaramian saying that the current federal budget proposal basically eliminates the program. He said that would be devastating for efforts to clean up brownfields in Wisconsin and around the country.
It also damages the number of individuals that are working in the state that are funded through the grant programs that the feds give the state dealing with brownfields.
And he notes the program's a big part of Kenosha's revitalization efforts, calling it a very big deal if the funding is cut or the program eliminated. The Kenosha Council approved that resolution unanimously. Prior to tonight's regular Racine County Board business meeting at 6:30, the Board's Executive Committee has a quick Executive Committee meeting going in closed session to again talk about the possible sale of the Ridgewood Care Center to a potential buyer. Now, the committee met behind closed doors last week on that issue, as well as another matter involving the Village of Sturtevant, but nothing was said publicly afterward by supervisory leadership. The agenda tonight says that the Executive Committee reserves the right to reconvene in regular session to take action on items discussed in closed session. Talks ended weeks ago, of course, with Villa Healthcare, no mention of another possible purchaser from the County Executive's Office. A former critic of the Milwaukee 7 Economic Development Group, which includes Racine and Kenosha counties, is now its co-chairman. Waukesha County Executive Paul Farrow named to that post a little more than a year after threatening to pull his county out of it. The other leaders of the Milwaukee 7, Milwaukee's Mayor Tom Barrett, WEC Energy Group Chair Gail Klappa, Fiduciary Management Executive Chairman Ted Kellner. And the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative, to be soon led by ex-Racine Mayor John Dickert, that'll be coming up this summer. That group had expressed support for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, as well as concern at the Trump administration's proposed 2018 fiscal year budget for the reductions that were being proposed. Word now from Washington and Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow is that the funding will be staying the same. Great Lakes group had requested the appropriation of $300 million for the program in fiscal year 2018. The letter to lawmakers said that the magnitude of that proposed cut would have some serious implications for the economy and restoration efforts of the Great Lakes region. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.